Morena.
Hello,
happy Monday. Welcome to January. Now, some of you, this will be your first week back at work. I'm not quite back yet. Not quite back. I'm in this lovely in-between space. Maybe you're already back, and maybe you've been back. Maybe you just worked all the way through and you're just like one of those legends. Or maybe you're just swanning around in a big cloud of fucking holidayness and you don't know quite who you are. I don't know. It's a weird time of year, isn't it? I'm still not quite certain what day it is, you know, because it's like I still am not into regular life where I know that it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Isn't that weird that we don't know what day it is? I quite like not knowing, because not knowing, there's a freedom to that of like, don't know what day it is, just do what I feel. It's a bloody big luxury, isn't it? But anyway, I'm in Wellington, travelled down last night, and I'm in Wellington this week. I'm helping a friend who is shifting, and I'm just kind of supporting and lifting and organising. I'm quite good at this, but I'm very fucking bossy. Don't know if you knew that, but very good at the organising. So we've been making lists and organising things, and, you know, because there's lots of things to do when you shift, isn't there? There's like cut this off and open this and close this and do that and move that. And so anyway, we've been brainstorming this morning, making lists, getting organised. That's, today is a big action day of doing. So I'm just really here, just in full best supporting actress. That's my job. The next couple of days, best supporting actress. Pretty excited. My baby girl's starting a brand new job this week and she's in Wellington. So I get to hang out and hopefully I'll get to see her and hear a little bit about her new world. Oh my God, there's so much new happens at the beginning of the year, isn't there? And it's also interesting that there's so much going on. I know there's a lot of people in transition and I'm sort of in this in-between space. So this week, I'm not at work, but I'm not on holiday. Does that make sense? So I'm in between and I'm doing a lot of space creation this year. Space is a big thing. And I like the space between no longer and not yet. So I'm no longer on holiday, but I'm not yet at work. And I'm just kind of really trying to stay in the weirdness of that because it's no longer holiday time, but not yet working time. So I think it's one of the greatest things in the world to have some space to transition. And we often don't get a chance. You know, people finish a job on Friday, start a job Monday, or they finish work at 5 o'clock Friday and they're on holiday 9 o'clock Saturday. And we're all just so fucking open and shut and closed and rushed. And it's very hectic. So I'm really enjoying transition and just sitting in the uncertainty. I love that life is kind of a weird space and that we are constantly fluctuating between like self-confidence and self-doubt and high energy and productivity and then doing nothing and what we want and what we need and, you know, the space in between. So I like that and I'm spending a bit of time focusing on that. I still have it. Now, I told you lies last week. I did tell lies. I didn't mean to lie, but sometimes they slip out. So I did say I was doing a podcast on Friday. For those of you who are very diligent and follow along at home, you may have noticed there wasn't one. Oops. Oh, well. I thought, you know what? No one's going to die. But I won't do that to you again, promise. Anyway, Friday just got a bit fucking hectic, so I've had a lot going on. And I thought, well, you don't really need to know, but I'm working on my 25 things to do in 2025, and I still haven't quite got there. And I thought, well, I'm not going to force it and tell you lies and make ones up just because I said I would. Actually, I'm just going to go, guess what? Didn't quite make it. I'm a work in progress. It's a work in progress. Had a lovely week last week. It was my mother's birthday and I got to do lovely things for her, which was really nice. So I got to celebrate her birthday and had a friend to stay in the weekend, which was lovely. And then I just got a bit too hectic. So haven't quite got round to finishing me off. So what are my goals? Not quite sure. Definitely in a space, you know, just bobbling around in my buoyancy. My word of the year is buoyancy. So I'm just being buoyant in my transitional space and My focus this week is really, I'm really a support person this week. I see myself, if I had to give myself a title for this week, it would be best supporting actress. So I'm supporting my friend with her shifting. Then I'm supporting my daughter into a new role, just in case she's, you know, needs any help, or she doesn't really need anything, let's be honest. She's amazing. But then I'm also supporting my son, who's trialing for the New Zealand Taekwondo team, and he's got a big camp. So it's just about support, and then also supporting myself and just being really getting clarity and maintaining some self-care. So clarity and self-care, support, peace and ease. That's me, you know, just pottering in peace. And it's so lovely. So if you're back at work, I hope you've come back and have kind of got off to a hiss and a roar, and I hope things weren't too hectic when you landed back at your desk. If it's your first day back at work, be nice to yourself. Be lovely. Just float around. Don't get too pressured. You know, the world didn't stop because you weren't at work. It won't stop today. Just give yourself some space. Just go, look, I've worked for 2 hours and I'm feeling overwhelmed, so might just bob out for a coffee. Right? Give yourself space, have some cool conversations, ask people interesting questions, like what is the coolest conversation you had at Christmas? That's a good question, isn't it? What is the worst Christmas present you got? That's a good thing. What is the highlight of your holiday? You know, what was the shittiest bit about Christmas? I love those questions because people always have a good fucking shitty story, but we don't share them. And I think being human, we should share them. That's my thing. So that's me, just pottering in the space. So I hope if you're pottering, I've been doing lots of dancing. So dancing is a big thing for me. I'm doing a skincare treatment. Well, it's not skincare. It's a skin cancer treatment, burning little fucking things off my face. I look like I'm HIV positive. I look like I have lesions. So I'm not up for video. God. Thank God we're on a podcast. I'd scare the bejesus out of you. But anyway, I put this cream on and it's erupted my face, which I'm happy about because I do love a bit of action. So my face, my friend came and visited me and she said, oh my God, are you dying? Like, what's wrong? I said, no, calm down. So it kind of gets a bit, you know, things have got to get worse before they get better. That's a good metaphor for life sometimes, I think. So anyway, my face looks like a shambles. It's been very sore and tight, and now it's easing off. So I'm going to be, I promise I'll be gorgeous soon. God, you wait. I'll be even more gorgeous because all of these shitty little agey bits are just going to sort of flake off. Isn't that good? Because I had a couple little agey spots. We get them on the side of our faces, interestingly, from driving cars and having sun directly on the side of our face. And I thought, well, I'm not having, you don't want to be ugly side on. You know, I mean, ugly front on's a shame, isn't it? But ugly side on is a really big problem. I read this lovely quote today that actually anyone can be beautiful, but actually really what beauty is about being loving and kind. That's true beauty, being loving and kind. Because if you're not loving and kind but you look good, then really people just sort of say, oh, congratulations on your face. And you don't want to be congratulated on your face, do you? But I was getting some ugly patches and I thought, oh, it's too soon. I don't want to look scabby. I don't want barnacles. I don't want a whale face with barnacles growing on it. So anyway, burnt those off. Now, you're not supposed to do it this time of year. You're supposed to keep out of the sun. I'm not normal, though, am I? And I also didn't want to be ugly while I had client work. So I thought, well, while I'm off duty, I'll just sort of fuck things up a little bit. You know, in the hope of improvement. I like a bit of self-improvement. So that's me. Next time you see me, I'll be more gorgeous than ever. Ah, have a nice week. Have some peace. Keep going with your theme of peace. Even if you're back at work, I want you to be gentle with yourself. I'm being gentle with me, and I want you to be gentle with you. Happy Monday. If you haven't got your planner, I've still got a few left. So if you're really keen to get into some planning and have a meeting with yourself, get into that. My focuses are my water, my kindness, my self-care, and my space. There you go. Get some focuses. Make the most of your week. Love your work. Bye.